I designed the Cirrus X-3, the rocket pack. It was stolen from my factory.
I didn't take it.
Clifford, I told him everything that happened, and he believed it. Give the man his rocket.
I can't do that. Not yet.
Secord, I don't think you know the game you're playing. Go ahead, roll it.
The German prototype had the same problem as our first design. The combustion chamber would overheat and explode. My boys finally figured it out. A double-walled chamber into which the fuel is pumped. The German experiment didn't seem like much to worry about. But when we got our hands on this next film, we realized the scope of their plan. Keep watching, kid. It cost a man's life to get this out of Germany.
Hi.
Finally.
Hi.
It's an extenuating day, right?
It's 8 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
Soundwave, get tapped.
Yes, it's Talk Radar 115.
What 60, a day.
160?
What a day, Huff.
160.
Two FAPs in one day.
The Gannon's Castle
I am spent.
And we still haven't gotten to my Rocketeer FAP, but I want that up.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
what?
It's the 20th anniversary of the Rocketeer today.
91.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, today, though. I wanted to do it today.
Like a riff tracks of it?
No, the game.
Which one?
I was thinking the SNES one.
Oh.
Because it looks better.
I love the NES one.
But in the break here, you'll hear a commercial for the NES one, and it's really
good.
Dude, really
can the closing song be from Rocketeer for NES?
Yes, it can.
Also. Okay, good.
Because
some great shit.
That was Brett Elston, and I'm Chris Anderson.
Hi, everybody. I'm Henry Gilbert.
I'm Michael Raparez.
And I'm Cheryl Del Rosario.
Cheryl.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you
for having me, everyone. Thank you.
Yes, we... Are you telling people you're leaving? Is that what's happening?
I'm.
You're not leaving.
I'm not really leaving. I'm still here.
You're leaving less than anyone else who's left us.
Yes. Yeah. You're still working for GamesRadar, but you'll be in a different room, which will seriously affect our relationship.
Actually, no. I'm still going to be at my desk.
Are you really?
Yeah. Her desk is.
You're
the
not
same.
Even leaving?
No, because they don't have room for me on the other side.
Charlie's going to be crushed. He already had his eye on.
I know. He called dibs on my desk.
I told Matt Keyes to fuck off because I thought this is your goodbye episode.
Sorry, Matt.
Didn't really do that. Matt rarely asked to be on.
You have to drag Matt
back,
in
Matt.
Here.
Nah, you don't.
But aren't you, like, over the next couple of months going to eventually be 0% Radar?
Yes. So right now I'm supposed to be doing, like, 60.
But you'll be doing bigger things for Radar in general.
Yeah. Technically, I'll still be involved.
That's what I said about Drew, and I don't see him at
you
all.
You just won't be photoshopping bulges in, like, Altair's pants and...
I don't think I've ever done that.
How about putting heads
tomorrow.
On somebody every Friday? We didn't do game cares with boners.
Oh, we did, but we never did. Yeah. Did we do Altair? We did.
We should have.
It was, you know what? Difficult. Probably.
It's too difficult. It's too difficult. He's Italian.
It's been a very up and down 3 years. So I've probably. Well, yeah, pun intended.
Do you have a favorite moment, Cheryl? Games Radar history.
Or herstory.
Herstory.
Har. Come back to me with that one. I can't think of it right now.
I don't know. Every time I think of you, I think of the photo with the Marvel superheroes. Because you're very photogenic and you just hit this fucking superhero pose in the middle of, like, good superhero costumes.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're all crowded around you. Like, you're somehow going to, like, send them out. It's my favorite, one of my favorite pictures of you.
Yeah, well, that's good.
In one of those pictures on Facebook, I'm tagged to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy about, but that Spider-Man is a little too tubby to be Spider-Man.
Really?
Just saying. Nah, you're going to put on Spider-Man costume.
Peter Porker?
You got to do it right.
Yeah.
No, that's the Spectacular Spider-Ham.
Just saying, I've been this close to buying a $400 spandex black costume Spider-Man costume because I really have a part of my brain that has to do it.
Well, at least the black would be slimming.
If you're going to do it this year.
I almost, this has been a very depressing week for reasons we may bring up later.
It's been strange.
A turning point for Games Radar. I was really depressed a little while back, and I solved it with 3 episodes of Mystery Science Theater 3000 in a row, and a handler of Jack Daniels, and like after that, like I needed Tom Zero. That's how I was typing it at eBay, and like I found a full a Tom Servo,
a total replica like puppet.
I have $400. I can do this.
So wait, what made the? I wasn't here from Tuesday's show. What made it the worst? You said it was one of the worst.
It was the loosest. I mean, it wasn't the worst.
Yeah, it was the loosest. I was just too busy. Like I had E3 award. We're still doing E3 shit after a fucking week.
It will never die. Weeks. Well, yeah, it was just we didn't. we didn't have a lot planned.
And, oh, we don't now.
So maybe this will be worse.
No, I have no idea what you guys are bringing to the table.
But yesterday, or the Tuesday show, was just like, we actually, I think it was the first time in ever in game in Talk Radio history where like Chris was saying, have we filled enough time yet? Like, is there, has this been long enough?
The first segment was like 18 minutes.
Yeah. Well, because it was loading screen.
It was the top seven loading screens.
About loading screen?
I can play you a sound from it.
I looked at those loading screens and I didn't see Ridge Racer in there.
No, Ridge Racer was there.
Was it? Maybe number four. Maybe it didn't click through. Three. To play Galaxian?
Yep.
Maybe
come
it didn't.
On, Elton. Come on.
Is that too loud?
But of course, FIFA was number one.
I'll have to defer because I've never played a FIFA game.
Damn it. I collected one sound effect from this week. And I'm going to use it when you guys are going too long on a certain subject. Mm-hmm. I got Nyan Cat Mario Kart Ooh. Edition. Or Mario Paint.
Yay.
That was
awesome.
So
beautiful.
Nice. All right.
Beautiful. That's how you're going to get played off.
How do you, what are you going to play if you play that for too long?
Wait a minute.
What?
That's just Mario Paint.
It is Mario Paint. It's Mario Paint.
I recognize the sounds in it.
I said it's Mario Paint. Mario Paint's Nyan Cat.
Cats are one of the instruments in Mario Paint.
Exactly.
So
is
wait.
That not recognizable as Nyan Cat?
Yeah.
Is it not? I ask
you. I'll give you that. All right. So you guys talked about Green Lantern and Zelda already?
Yeah, don't bring
but
it up.
But we didn't again. Really... Yeah. No, come on. We barely talked about Zelda. You can say... You have probably lots more to say about Ocarina.
Green Lantern, Zelda, practically the same thing. Yeah, Hero Wars Green, who cares?
I know you're tired of Zelda, so get your negativity up, but then say something nice about it, because I know you'd like this version.
We finished the FAPs this week. We did Ganon's Castle, and he takes his headphones off. He's going to leave. Bye!
Chris needs to go for a cigarette.
He needs to refresh his drink.
No, please tell me what you think. Bye.
So Zelda.
No, I complain a lot in those FAPs because I'm under pressure to play them right and not fuck up and not like get lost and all that shit.
I was on the edge of my seat during this.
Some of the Ganon's Castle stuff is hilarious to you guys because I was just getting mad. Of like the fucking thing ate my shield and threw me off the edge. Just I don't know. What he's
we can't hear you, asshole.
Great, we're up to a great. Off to a great start.
All right, continue.
But I mean, the fact of the matter is, it's still a great game, and the 3DS one is a better version. It looks better, it plays better, it's animated better, the detail's stronger. There's the script is the same, but the text moves faster. Inventory management's much easier. It's just a much more accessible game.
So would you say it's the definitive
yes,
version?
Yes, I did.
No, I didn't read your
I actually
review.
Read that. It's in the Metacritic quote. You didn't even have to read the whole review.
I'm sorry.
You could have just read the one paragraph that I summarized.
I'm sorry.
That's basically it. That's kind of it. It's just, hey, it's he's more, back.
It's prettier. Did they change the music any?
No, it's the same music.
It's the exact same music.
It's the same music.
They didn't even remaster it.
No, they did not.
You don't need to.
That's
no.
It's pretty.
It's a little lazy.
They didn't even like play it upside down.
No, but I didn't want a lot changed in Zelda. Just the embarrassing stuff. And the music's not embarrassing. It's nothing to be ashamed
but
of.
They could have orchestrated it, maybe. Maybe at least done a couple orchestra tracks.
I'm so glad
tracks.
They didn't. What if they changed something in Mario All-Stars? You would have lost your fucking mind.
Yeah, like, it's not supposed to be a revision. It's not a reimagining.
No, it's just so it's not totally confused with an antiquated.
Because if they were going to do that, that also would have wanted them to fix the combat. So that the targeting reticle isn't so finicky, so that you can have more options when you're fighting, like going under people's...
That was not... I was trying to actually get...
You asked me.
Cheryl, what do you think about Zelda? Tell me.
Never played any.
You never played a single Zelda?
I played the first one.
My God, my shoes just flew off.
I don't know.
I played
how
the
did
first
that
one. I didn't have a console for the longest time.
Okay, but it seems like something you would play, because you play all the Fables and...
Just never got interested.
The Dragon Ages is... No,
I know it's weird.
Somebody help me dig my monocle out of the ceiling.
Sorry.
But no, I saw a lot of like surprise naysaying about it. Like, enjoy your shitty remake, jerks. It's like, do you just have to hate everything?
Yeah, Zelda's terrible. Just like Call of Duty.
It's just like, look, what? Like, that's like the one game that's been unassailably, this is the best game ever, whatever. And I get it, but one, it's not. It has age, so deal with it. And there's still people who think the N64 one looks better, which is just...
It's ridiculous.
The epitome of, like, no, you're an idiot and you're wrong.
It's proof of insanity.
Yeah, it's just, no. This is where... How old are you? Because this is where your nostalgia is conflicting with your rationality. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Rationale.
Your rationale.
Ask for pardon.
Your rationale.
Sure.
your ability to rationalize things is being impeded by your nostalgia. It's called being a teenager. And it will disappear when you're like 25. And then you'll be like, oh, right, some of the stuff I liked isn't as good as I thought it was.
I mean, I do wonder
You'll all go through it. Don't worry.
I watch a silent film that like, it's shot through a filter of, like, a barbershop floor and somebody's, like, dandruffy shoulder. And, like, are there people saying, like, I require my movies. I prefer them That was when movies
would break. Lucifer's beard.
When the frames would skip and there would be one missing. Oh, those were the days. That was what the N64 was. Like, a very non-defined visual style just growing.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
It was the beginning of 3D.
Jagged polygons with a bunch of blurry visuals. And seeing it like this, like, it's just a new game.
It's much prettier. There's detail. There's like all kinds of small details that you wouldn't notice.
I think it's what celebrates it is that the gameplay isn't changed really at all,
and it's still that good,
and it's still fucking good. Yeah. You would confuse it for a game made today.
Yeah.
And something
by and large, it's not. Twilight Princess isn't much better, but I do think it is better, but not by a lot. It's just it fixes some of the stuff that Ocarina had a problem with. But this 3DS version of Ocarina, I would say, is on par with Twilight Princess, except that it doesn't have all the additions in combat. There's a little bit more variety in Twilight Princess, which is only a problem because Ocarina set the standard that it did. Wind Waker copied a lot of that.
Well, Twilight Princess has a little better writing, too.
Yeah, the story, I think, is better. It has a more defined story. It takes longer to bring Ganon into it, and when he does, it's like, holy shit, this is awesome. And
when you're not sure what's going on for the longest time.
It's just a really... I felt that game was Nintendo storytelling maturing as much as it really can.
You think it hit a wall?
We'll see what happens with Skyward Sword. I have no idea, but...
That's like an interesting story.
It's going to be very... Yeah. It's going to be a strange Zelda game. I know that.
Yeah. It's going to be the Majora's Mask of.
But. I don't think it's going to be that off the wall, but it's definitely not. It's definitely going to be maybe like a Link's Awakening level of weirdness.
Yeah,
it's still going to fundamentally play like.
You say Majora's? Is it because it's one of the Zelda games built around a mechanic?
Yeah, that? Well, it's all built around this motion control, so a lot of the puzzles and dungeons are based around that.
I've asked this before, but do I need Wii Motion Plus to play this?
Yes.
Like, it's just unplayable without it?
I believe so.
I don't fucking have it, and I really don't want to do it.
Without Motion Plus, you can't get that kind of accuracy.
I believe so. Well, Majora's Mask required the RAM expansion, didn't it?
Yeah. No.
Yes, it did.
Did it?
Uh-huh.
I don't think it did.
We'd probably be able to buy
it. Maybe it was just enhanced by it.
I'm pretty sure it didn't.
Yeah. I know it supported it. I just don't remember if it required it.
There were very few games that supported that shit.
And it did support it. I know.
No, it did support it. I just can't remember if it required it.
Well, it was required for Donkey Kong 64,
the best Donkey Kong game ever, am I right?
And it made Rebel Strike Assault much better.
Rogue Squadron.
Yes.
And Perfect Dark it
made. Yes. Oh, well, it made Perfect Dark playable.
Yeah. You couldn't even do multiplayer without it, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cheryl, what do you want to talk about? You're the one leaving.
I don't know.
What are you playing right now? You just reviewed Child of Eden.
I did.
Well, I couldn't believe that. I may have said that on the show, but like... You reviewed Child of Eden. It's an 8, not like a crazy score. Mm-hmm. And that was the review I saw, like, I can't trust these guys. Like, how did that happen? Like, did you just want it to be a 0? Like, were you rooting against Child of Eden?
Yeah, I think there was one commenter who was just like, they're subjective and there's no blah, blah, blah. And, you know.
What did she say that made it sound like, I don't know, that wasn't legitimate? 8's not like a fantastic score.
The biggest complaints I've seen online is just the value proposition of it, right? Yeah. That it's
short.
$50
it's still
it's not much longer than Rez, right?
Are they selling that vibration belt?
No, that's not actually happening. I think it was in talks or something. Or it was only available in Japan or something.
Hi, Tyler.
I think it's vibration free.
I thought you left.
You feel the vibrations when you're playing with a controller, but they're not as apparent as they were when you were playing Rez.
Yeah, they were talking about building a four holster belt where you put four controllers on and they would vibrate in different areas.
Sexy.
Yeah, I would do it. I'd do it the activator 360.
Step where you want to hit.
I actually played the first two levels of it this weekend because
I really liked it.
I took home a 360 debug that had it installed in it, and Shadows of the Damned didn't work on it. So that's the one I was probably using. Yeah. So I played the first two stages. And I was like, yeah, this is pretty great. This is even though I'm not really into electronic music, and that's not my scene, man. But I still really enjoyed it quite a lot. And like the FMV, like she was that girl was well cast. She was good playing Lumi.
She totally looked like some chick that just walked out of a feminine hygiene product commercial. I mentioned that in my
review. And Into Our Dreams.
Yes.
But like one of my friends that like got to see it while I was reviewing it was mm-hmm. just like, this should be at a club. Like I could see people like
yeah.
walking into the stall and being like, there's music playing and you can.
But that's what's great. It looks like it's in a club, but yeah. you're actually making the significant notes, and it's all sort of matching the beat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a great time with it.
I only played it with a controller, and it was kind of tough to do. The purple shots were a lot yeah. harder to keep yeah. track of when it's not your left and right yeah. hand doing yeah. so.
So that's two games for Kinect that aren't garbage.
No, it's two games.
Yep. And they're two games that I love.
I know. I wrote
a
dumbass article on really stupid Kinect games, and those were like, that's it.
That's kind of it.
That's really it. Dance Central 2, like... Oh, more. Thanks.
And
that's
Kinect Sports Season 2.
Season 2.
I liked your point. I liked your point about Dance Central 2 that you're like, I have to go to the gym for 6 months to get ready for this.
No, so, for the last two tiers of the first game, which I can't finish Dance Central. I have so much Dance Central 1 left because it's very hard. Have you finished Dance Central?
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the way through?
Yep.
Cheryl's really good dancer. Yeah. I went to a club with Cheryl one time, and I'm just trying to do stuff, and she just came up behind me and like... You tried to move my hips for me. Like, that's all you have to do. Just do it.
No, it's something about being a white male. Like, it's just like, it's like my shoulders and hips are perpetually locked. Yeah. Like, I have beams connecting them. And if I move any of them, I'll tip over.
Yeah.
Like that mic stand.
Tyler Wilde tweeted at me once over a weekend when I said something about like my knees being mm-hmm. sore from dancing for like 5 hours at a party.
Yes.
And he was like, that's funny. He's like, when I dance, my shoulders and arms are sore. And I was like, I think that's the fundamental difference between white male dancing and...
I like doing the Snoopy dance. I'm just like...
I've done that before. He was probably doing too much fist pumping.
Tyler, probably.
Probably.
Drunken fist pumping.
You got to be subtle. You got to do the baby no-no. That's where you throw your arm down like, no, rock back and forth.
I like the fat guy dance. What was that, Fat Joe that did the brush his shoulders off?
Oh, yeah.
It was Jay-Z. Or Obama.
You could also...
Oh, that was Jay-Z. No, it was the...
Or Lean Back.
The Lean Back.
Yeah.
Lean back?
That was the Fat Joe one.
Henry is the Renaissance man of all things.
No, it's weird. How did that happen?
Well, I watched MTV at the time. It was just
once. Ever.
Still counts.
It's just a really...
The fact that you remember is notable.
Back when they showed music videos, man.
I hate that criticism of MTV is itself 15 years old.
Yeah.
Like, it's older than kids who are watching MTV. Yeah. And they're like, did they ever play music?
Well, you brought that up again?
There's been a couple times where I've felt old saying, like, you guys don't know what when the Real World was a great show, when they had real people on it.
Who the fuck ever cares?
I watched Real World quite a lot of seasons 1 through 9.
Me too. Well, 1 through 3. I couldn't believe is that like back in the day, the first 3 seasons, they play around the cast members fucking one another. Mm-hmm. Like they'll walk off into another area and they wouldn't film it. And now it seems like that's all that ever happens.
They expect it to happen.
And like my dad, we were watching this San Francisco one. Remember Puck?
Yes.
Remember Puck? Who doesn't? You saw it, you remember Puck. He's like, and like, what? Everybody hates him. Why? He's like, my dad's like, he's a fucking junkie. And he's being a problem. And they're not showing you that. And like, and I saw it again when I was a little older. I'm like, wow, that makes total sense. Like he's an obnoxious junkie.
I never thought of that before. I'm not totally sure.
But yeah, like he's irritable. He exhibits a lot of that behavior.
You know, that one guy, Chuck Klosterman, wrote like the definitive essay deconstructing the Real World seasons 19. Mm-hmm. Like it's...
What happened at 9? Which one?
Vegas was the one I stopped watching because that one actually was like, even when they like bought them places with hot tubs where they're like, come on guys, and like even the people on the show would say like, it's the first episode of Real World, guys, we got to make out in this hot tub, come on. Like,
yes, that's what always happened.
That's what would happen. Like I remember in Hawaii, they just showed up to Hawaii and they're like, come on, let's skinny dip together, guys, we just got here, like this is what we're supposed to do on a TV show. But in Vegas was the worst because like they brought them there so their inhibitions would be so low, they all became like horrible people. The people they'd never be like in real life, but they were in Vegas every day for months. Yeah. Like
I forgot my friend was on the Austin season.
Really?
Yeah, and she didn't drink. And she had a boyfriend.
Oh.
So she ended up like...
How did she get on the season?
Because you know, she had a unique look to her.
Oh, I remember. She was barely on the show.
No, but she ended up being the narrator of everything because she was the only one who could coherently describe what was happening at any given time. Like, you just see her there. Everybody's getting drunk and fucking in a hot tub. She's sitting there with Pepsi and like, I have no idea why these people are doing it.
I tried out once, like when I was
24. Did you?
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm too old.
They had a tryout in Berkeley.
Call Lacey. Maybe we'll get on the show.
At the time, they had I was working at the radio station, and they had jumped the line passes. So I was like, fuck it. I don't have to wait in line. I'll just go. So me and my friend went, and we went, and we sat there, and they had one screener that was there and just asking us random questions about each other. And then she posed this question that was like, is it ever okay to lie? And there's 10 people at my table, and all 9 of them are like, oh, no, it's never good. Yes. It's never cool to lie. And I look at her, and I'm like, yeah, it is. I'm like, it's right totally now. Cool. I mean, there's certain instances that she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, blah, 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 you know, rattle off some stuff about, like, you know, if you have to protect someone or whatever. If it's a white lie, it has to happen. It has to happen. And then everyone else on the table was like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
What season? No,
the correct answer is like, yeah, lie to anybody for any reason. Fuck them. So fuck people. I hate them.
I'll be like,
cast me.
6 or 7 years ago.
No. Tell me, what was it? Where was it?
It was in, I don't know where they eventually ended up.
I think it was the second New York season because,
oh my God.
When I worked at a video store in Berkeley, mm-hmm. one of the guys from that show came on who might have been cast during that same call.
Okay.
It was Malik, who was like a biracial dude with a big afro, and mm-hmm. though he actually was
this guy's crazy.
That was on the same
lip ring.
His problem was, I think, that he was not a stereotypical black guy, mm-hmm. which is what they want in those shows.
No, they like gay black guys.
Yes, okay. Yes.
As long as they act like Chris Tucker. Yeah.
Well, no, that was the show. That was a season with Coral and The Miz. And,
oh, you know. I remember. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I've never
was
watched.
Was that the one you were almost on?
I don't know.
I have never watched this show. Does somebody win? Like, what happens at the? How do you? What happens at the end?
No, you get voted off the real world.
You live in the house for like 3 months and get everything paid for.
You can't be kicked out.
Yes, if you're
so. What's the last episode like? And now we're leaving.
And now, now we go to the airport and say sad goodbyes.
The most useless show ever.
I know. Initially, like, it was a great jumping point for people to actually get into media. Like, you know what I mean. Like,
I was thinking about this. Like,
they opened an Oshman's in my mall. I think one time
I took a vacation. From Monday and Tuesday, and which was solely a vacation just to go do absolutely nothing, mm-hmm. which I do once a year.
I'd love that.
And I ended up watching Hoarders for 6 hours straight, which is a different kind of weird mental hoarding problem. But in that time, flipping to the channels in between Hoarders was watching, because I don't have cable, because I refuse to give Comcast any motherfucking money ever again.
But they just merged with Universal.
I'm not paying for anything. Antenna or nothing. Like, Netflix is not affiliated.
I don't even like Hulu Plus, but it's like $7 compared to $80 for two channels that I watch.
Get Hulu. Like fuck both those guys.
Okay, so.
Anyway, but I'm watching, but I'm flipping through watching all these reality shows, and I know it's a cliche to even comment on how many reality shows there
sounds like it.
But there are so many on channels you've never heard of, with stars you've never heard of, and I'm like, wait the fuck a minute. And I tweeted this, but like, I work in an industry with people who bicker constantly in an entertaining fashion with a bunch of eccentric people in a bizarre environment. Can I have my own fucking show?
Yeah, can we all get paid?
Can we just have a fucking show where we just rattle and go? Do you know how many fucking rooftop pool parties we've been to in the last year?
In 2 years.
Like it's like once a month there's a party. We just got so tired of it. We just don't even go now.
Brett, but the fundamental difference is that you're not a hot white girl.
Yeah. What the fuck?
But he could be. You put him in a wig.
I was insulted halfway through that sentence.
I am a girl, but I'm neither hot nor white, so therefore I don't even get.
Our listeners disagree with that. Cheryl gets a lot of propositions.
We're not going to discuss.
But see, well, you still but just on TV. It's like, what kind of Asian? It could be any.
What? That's what I hate about the real world now. Is I feel like it. I feel like they were attractive people on the old shows, but like they only hire like models now, like wannabe models.
What the fuck? The fucking Pawn Stars guy look like regular Joes.
Yeah, but they're on the History Channel.
Yeah,
I would be on the History Channel.
A history used to be on the History Channel.
Yes. That's true.
Not anymore.
I actually like Pawn Stars though.
So. I do too. It's a fun show. My dad actually went to that pawn shop, and those guys are cool. But they work in a huge pawn shop that gets a lot of cool, weird shit. I get it. I work in the video games industry. Does anyone like video games and work with a bunch of people who know a ton of shit about esoteric nonsense?
Mm. Video games, you mean like Pac-Man?
I
hear that shit is going to be phased out by Angry Birds.
Look.
Because everybody likes Angry Birds, therefore that'll replace console games.
Look, Pappy, I'm just telling you.
It's time for the Nyan.
The Pac-Man, the Facebook,
Pappy,
the Twatter. So
we're nyanyo.
All right, so Henry, you're reviewing Shadows of the Damned.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be up on Friday. When I am
pretty much telling you to have that up before
yes,
Friday.
Okay. Yes,
I've,
boss.
I've already bought
boss.
It on your recommendation, so it had better be good.
I love it. I
or
think
you
it's really
owe
great.
Me $60.
I played the Ooh. First two acts.
I don't agree with that.
I played the first two acts, too and bad. I really liked everything I played. It's now, it has the Duke Nukem kind of humor without being
and
crass about it.
This is the epic fail right here. Yikes!
And that's Chris, not fitting.
Chris just butting in.
No, you should have used
sound effects.
You should have used the dick jokes clip. He says because, oh man, Shadows of the Damned.
It's nonstop dick jokes.
Is 85.
It's nonstop dick jokes, but they're. It's in the fun style that Duke 3D was, where it doesn't come across like they think that Duke is actually a funny guy.
Yeah,
like,
they know they're being
they know
stupid.
It's ridiculous. Mm.
They know they're being yes, very yes, juvenile yes. with it, but they just love it so much. Yeah. Like,
well, also like it's from Grasshopper, and I'm not like. It's not like they have a reputation for constantly having nonstop dick jokes.
Yeah, they're definitely a wacky company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But dick jokes isn't really their thing.
And it's just, they're so nonstop and good-natured mm-hmm. that I don't mind them. And it plays great. That's the other thing. It plays like a sped-up, weird-ass RE4. And I loved everything
you
I played.
You run and shoot. It's like, the gameplay is great. That's the other difference between it and Duke. Is is that they ripped? I don't know. I think that's why Shinjima. We were talking about that earlier. That Shinji Mikami is involved in it, but he's like not Suda. This is Suda 51's game,
right.
But that he basically Shinji Mikami, who among many things created like was the creative force behind RE4, and so this plays a lot like RE4, except a nice like. Maturation of it.
Maturation. Don't you take that tone with me, young man.
How dare you,
Henry. Henry said that with his pinky sticking out.
Yeah. You are.
But when I played it, I was thinking just
call
like...
Call me sir, goddammit.
when I was playing it, I was like, this is what Japanese video games should be. Like,
yeah.
It completely embraces the insanity of Japanese video games. But it learned things from Western stuff. It streamlined things.
I'm kind of hurt that I know this game is probably going to bomb.
I really hope it does.
Because EA hasn't really advertised it at all.
Yeah,
and like I talked to some people last week who were like, "Who are avid?" And they're like, "Wait, that's next week." Like they don't even know.
I didn't know.
And
it shouldn't be.
And
out
it's
in
a
June,
great game.
I feel
like
June is a bad time.
It just seems like such a Capcom game. And I'm like,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
if Capcom
I know.
Had published this, they'd be screaming it from the rooftops.
Well, because
and EA's like Shadows of the Damned.
Well, these are former Capcom people. Though it also has former Konami people in it. Akira Yamaoka does the music, and the music is amazing.
Of course,
too.
It is. Like it's great stuff,
And it's so eclectic. Like. One of my favorite songs is when you shoot as Garcia Hotspur calls it sushi with a dick, and it's just a fish.
Love singing that in grade school.
And when the fish moves around, like it plays its own like weird Japanese trip hop as it's going around. It's just it's so fun, and all the I don't know. I just unlocked the big boner gun, and it's just man. I also love in the beginning of the. It's also just such video gamey concepts, just all in it. Like the villain kidnaps your girlfriend. Like what gets more gamey than that?
But then even in that, the way he kidnaps the girlfriend is just so bizarre.
Yeah, no, it's so. It's also.
Are you refraining from spoiling?
It is a very.
Are you refraining from spoiling how he does it? Or
no, it was in our FAP that we did. Like it just like the demon busts out of her back, and then she's just an empty slough of skin.
That's the one.
And then she's fine, and then now he pulls her inside of him, and then falls in a pit to hell.
Yeah, well, as you go through hell, you see her dying over and over again, and it like there's a really for all the fun and games it has, like it has a really dark edge to it too. Oh, and I wanted to point out I wish I had brought it in so we could have the sound of this, but there's okay.
Nice.
The game is such a dirty game and like it has so much foul language in it.
It's a dirty game.
And there's actually after fighting a boss that no joke says fuck 20 times. Like when you meet him, like the first thing you're like, "Who are you?" And then he goes, "Fuck you!"
That needs to be a sound clip.
After he says that, then for some reason a little bit later, Johnson, you're the skull that hangs
the
around
skull
with you.
His name talks is Johnson.
Johnson talks about getting a blowjob, but they bleep out the word blowjob. And then he says fuck like he fucked somebody instead of just exclaiming fuck. And they bleep that fuck too. It doesn't make any sense.
It's weird. I remember it's the really you sound,
the ESRB like, was like, you only have a certain number of fucks that you're on.
Yes.
I remember the he sounds like a real dick. Tater.
Yeah. Well, I also like there's a when he kidnaps your girlfriend, like the main villain, he also basically says, I'll give you your girlfriend back if you admit your dick isn't as big as mine. And then Garcia's like, fuck you, buddy. My dick's the biggest. It's like, just shoots at him. Like, I don't know. If you were to cut all the dick jokes together, like, it would be not 5 hours. Like, I think literally five hours long. Like, because also, it's not just them saying dick jokes. It's shooting characters in the dick. It's some guy, pissing darkness to cover a world in shadows. Like, there's so much dick, it's obsessed with it. But it's so fun. Like, almost everything looks like dicks, unless it looks like a vagina occasionally. Like, it's like when you open a door, you shove a stick in the door and wiggle it around until, like, you force it open. Like, it's.
And then the demon pubes are blocking the door.
Demon pubes, yes, the demon pubes. Oh, man.
Henry, but, based off your description that there's so much dicks in it, you don't know what to do to yourself, I'm totally playing this game.
Yeah, me too.
Now, I say it is a must buy, unless you really are turned off by juvenile humor, which I don't know why you're listening to us.
Yeah.
But I say it is definitely a must buy. Like, it's one of my favorite games I played this year.
Hold on, don't say that just yet, because we have to cover something else.
Is that happening? Oh, right, yeah.
I knew exactly what that was.
Yeah.
So, Henry, if you could revert into Transformers mode, and I properly cued that sound
effect. That's good.
Go.
Yeah, all right. Transformers, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I played it a little more. It was just such a letdown after War for Cybertron that, like, I don't know. They did such a good job with War for Cybertron. And
they know too much.
This was a mercenary
job.
Was
that Megatron?
Megatron.
Their voices are so bad in these movies. It's indistinguishable nonsense.
Henry recorded the video and I just took the audio, so I didn't see any of this.
They all just talk like this.
It's all really terrible.
I'm the bad. No, I'm also.
Our scans of Decepticon communications
well, that's prime.
Have revealed suspicious activity.
I know.
Find this facility.
Does anyone know if RC is ever going to make an appearance?
RC?
RC, the one girl Transformer. One girl.
That would be great.
I know Wheelie is going to be in the third film.
How about that?
Oh, in the movie. Wheelie's in the movie?
Wheelie's in the movie. Yep.
Find this facility.
But I don't think RC is going to be in it. Women, the only woman allowed in the film is who's ever going to kiss Shia LaBeouf.
And now they got rid of, what's her name?
Megan Fox.
Because she wouldn't stick her tits out.
Right.
Which she complained about doing.
Which she complained about doing, which she was terrible in them anyway, but, you know, if she's going to complain and then Bay won't listen, then yeah, she should leave, because fuck him.
Yeah.
And then they hired a model to replace her, and it's like, no, you really don't care about the characters in this movie. You hired a model to just,
hire a cardboard cutout, like, carried around by a team of, like, black-clad Japanese puppeteers.
With inflatable boobs.
Well, because Megan Fox had no character. She was meant to
none of them
pose suggestively in front of cars. Like,
none of them had
Have you not been reading about that behind the scenes?
No, I read that she talked shit, like, that
Spielberg fired her for making a Hitler reference.
I read LaBeouf's defense of Bay firing her was, he said, oh, well, you can't be nice sometimes. She wanted us to be nice, but we're filming a movie. Sometimes you got to say, just sit there and stick them out.
Yeah.
I don't think he said exactly that.
No, they did, actually. He said something about arching her back 70 degrees and, like, there are 100 people around you. Like, get this done so we can get out of here.
I mean, that's just the business of making movies. And honestly,
tell me, Hank. We've got a movie coming soon. Please help us with that.
Speaking of voices!
I want to make a quick point. Yeah, because before we play this, this is a bridge game between the second and third film. This is not based on the third film. So this makes the third film make more sense once you play it.
When you said bridge game, I just thought Transformers playing bridge. It's like this movie franchise has sunk to new lows.
You drive over a lot of bridges. But anyway, so because of that, they didn't have to hire actors like Shia LaBeouf or John Turturro or Tyrese Gibson.
I see, because they're not there.
Yeah, they're just not there. So,
Bernie Mac's dead.
But yes, so there's only one human being in the whole game.
Optimus, this is Major Reynolds. We have Autobot designate Mirage online.
I really need a Nolan North sound effect, like just to know that when we're doing that.
So Nolan North.
The one human left is Nolan North.
It works even better if you imagine him as Nathan Drake.
Not true. I found another celebrity in the game.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, did you?
Barry White.
That's Dr. Claw.
That's not.
That's Soundwave.
Barry White.
That doesn't sound like Barry White, dude.
Soundwave.
God, I hate,
the preparations have begun.
Sort of.
That's really good.
Just the fact that
you really know how to do it to me, Barry. I can only maintain this voice for a few seconds at a time. I'm filling up.
Well, it's warm in here, guys. Wow.
Apparently, in the movie, Laserbeak is.
What happens if you guys do it?
Laserbeak is the sexiest Decepticon.
I saw Laserbeak in the trailer.
Yeah, no, he's playable in the game, and he's actually one of the least fun parts of the game.
I don't care. That's okay.
Here we go.
Rick.
I got him. Rick.
Is that long enough?
Yeah.
Can we
leave? That's fine, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Fear 3 came out sometime.
Yeah, that's cool.
For Threer.
Matt liked it okay. He told me that it is much more fun to play in co-op than it is in the than single player.
But it's averaging a 78. We gave it a 7.
7 Rooney. Yep.
There's nothing less dependable than a game that's only fun when it requires another human being.
I just about Fear. Like, it invokes no response from me.
I know, positive
or negative.
The first one's really cool.
I'm like, there's three.
Well, it just it got adopted by Warner Brothers, and it's like, well, gamers like this, right? We're gonna do a third one.
Well, this one isn't even developed by Monolith Soft. Monolith.
I thought it was.
I think No. It's Day One Studios.
It's not made up of Monolith people. So remember, they were making a third Fear, and they couldn't call it that.
But then
we're gonna go to break.
Sure. Oh, really?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
Can you take us out with Chris Brown's "I Can Transform You"?
Yes, absolutely. Anything Cheryl wants.
If you could get his lawyers on the phone, let us do that.
No. 30 seconds.
Transform you
we're
through
doing
beatings. I'm guessing.
Yeah, he really transformed people with his fists.
I'm Veronica Belmont. You are listening to Talk Radar.
Blast off with the Rocketeer against Neville Sinclair, the enemy agent, and his henchmen. This game for your Nintendo Entertainment System provides the kind of action the Rocketeer lives for. Blasting Sinclair's thugs, snipers, booby traps, enemy flyers, and heavy artillery. The battle will lead to many places, from the Bulldog Cafe to a Zeppelin high in the Hollywood skies. So don't wait. Propel yourself into high adventure. The video game from Bandai.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Soundwave, detach!
I should have looked up some game deals, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
I should talk into the microphone as well.
There's a lot of things we should have done.
It's been a very, very weird day. What can we say?
You had a weird day. Why is that song good? That's not even the words. It was a bad day.
I think.
Well, I was doing a parody of it. So.
Yeah. Like Duke Nukem.
Exactly.
What was that?
Duke
like,
Nukem's a parody. So you don't understand it.
Maroon Park. Who was that?
I don't know. Maybe it was Maroon 5. I'm not sure.
Evan Nickelback.
Who cares?
Yeah. I don't think. No, Nickelback would be like, and the hero will save.
God, I love that song.
That's with the guy from Saliva, by the way.
I know. It's just. God.
They're watching us.
It's one of those things that looks great on corporate paper.
Oh, man.
These bands. The
How
ones
the
that
Saliva guy got in there? Because they weren't even that big.
I like in that movie, though, that
radio
they.
Style. Woo!
Like you could see the control Sam Raimi had where he kept that soundtrack out of the real film, and then once it's the credits, yeah. They're like, fine, put the shit that'll be on the soundtrack on there. I don't care. Well, meanwhile, in Daredevil, it has the worst music forever in the scene.
Let's not bring up Daredevil.
You sure?
Well, because I was thinking of the straight. Oh, man. After Green Lantern, I went on a Twitter binge.
I am so high.
I went on.
He can hear heaven. That's how high he is.
I know.
Wow.
I know. God,
I'm so high.
You just hear the Goo Goo Dolls suing him.
He said it twice. No.
Wait, what band is this?
This is not even a band. It's the lead singer of Nickelback and Saliva who come together to bring the worst movie soundtrack of all time.
It has a good killer song on it.
The Sum 41 song is what I'm thinking of. Rock. Is
oh,
what we
this
live.
Song.
God. Stand here and wait. You remember I found the video of this song over like slow images of Jesus Christ, and awesome. I lost.
I thought it also had the Twin Towers.
I lost my mind.
Oh,
for
please,
like an hour.
Please skip to the Saliva dude. Someone told us
the wings,
wings of the eagle. Watch as they fly away.
It's the most American song I've ever heard done by a Canadian.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Love would all save us. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Why would you believe that person?
Wait, Chris, but how can that be? But how can that be? Look what love gave us. A world full of killing and blood spilling. I know every word to this song, by the way.
I'm sorry, Brett.
That world never came. So heartbreaking.
Oh God.
And they say that a chorus will save us.
I gotta give Nickelback the Nyan Cat.
Horrifying.
So was that Spider-Man 1 or 2?
One.
I thought it was 1.
That was the worst.
It was 2, wasn't it?
Sum 41 was 2.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. That also had Macy Gray.
Dashboard Confessional.
Yes, they had to sandwich in the Macy Gray song at the balloon.
Oh, that's right.
At the balloon party.
But still, that song has nothing on Seal's Kiss from a Rose.
Well, can I just say...
Dude, that's not a bad song.
You can say anything you want.
Can I just say I saw R. Kelly live like a couple weeks ago, and he had a fake choir sing I Don't See Nothing Wrong with a Little Bump and Grind.
He didn't sing Gotham City?
No.
Oh,
you saw R. Kelly live? Was it? How was that?
It was amazing. Did he sing?
Did he pee on anyone?
No.
Did he sing?
How do you know it was R. Kelly? How do you know it was R. Kelly?
Yeah, I don't know what he looks like. I can't see him from behind those sunglasses and that Aaliyah shirt.
Okay. It was great. It was
that
great.
Aaliyah, man. That Aaliyah thing.
Yeah, that was. Granted, he was 18 and she was like 14.
Wait, what do you do with Aaliyah?
I don't even know.
He married her.
Supposedly, they had a relationship, and he was married to her.
Man, she was super hot.
And that was when he wrote AJ Nothing But a Number.
For her to sing.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But he is a great performer.
Oh, totally.
I told you how...
But is he a great performer?
He is.
Really, he's a genius. He really...
Did he ever finish Trapped in the Closet?
Yes, there's like 17 parts to it.
It's so good.
It did reach its end, though.
It did reach its
end. After the package?
Yes.
So they had
after the whole thing finished, like there was they had a night at Mezzanine in San Francisco where they did a Trapped in the Closet sing along.
You know what I like more than Trapped in the Closet is Real Talk. What they eat don't make us shit. It's so just R. Kelly Real Talk. It's like the best thing that's ever been made.
It's a story sung. Is what it is.
He's how the fuck you my so problem, good. Everyone look up Real Talk.
My biggest problem with Trapped in the Closet was I loved parts 1 through 5, but then when he did more parts, I was like, you know that people like this because it's cheesy, and you're making it more cheesy. I liked it better when it seemed like in 1 through 5, he thought he was making great dramatic art.
It was an earnest effort.
I don't think he ever thought it was.
You know,
R. Kelly is like one of the few singers out there who can sing about the most stupidest shit
really? And to get away with it.
He can sing really well.
He makes like the best
wailed
hooks,
out.
Like...
He wailed out singing booty. Like yeah. He's like yeah, booty.
Oh,
and he starts laughing at the end. But that's like the best part of the song. He has a line called "Like two gorillas in the jungle making love," and he wails it out. And it's like one of the best things.
What's the booty
ever.
Song?
It's feeling on your booty.
With Lil Kim, I think, right?
Henry, Lil Kim.
Lil Kim.
Lil Kim.
No tease.
Maybe not Lil Kim.
It's Lil Kim in certain parts.
So at the end of the song is when he wails out singing booty.
I do remember this.
And in a video, he's actually making motion. Yeah.
Well, wait, and he's also feeling on a booty.
It gets better.
There's like 30 seconds left.
Yes. And he starts laughing because he realizes how retarded it is. But he can get away with it. Like,
I mean,
that's
other than
the
booty
song.
Thing, it seems like that fade in the Disney movie where it's going to cut back to the villain. Yeah. Like,
Yeah, boo. And Remix to Ignition is also.
Oh, yeah, well,
that's
yeah.
Great. That's Kelly, that too.
R. Kelly Doo-Doo Butter.
Man, that sounds awesome.
Doo-Doo Butter?
I told you.
That was Chappelle's show, right?
Yeah. I've said on the podcast how I found out Aaliyah died, right?
No.
Tell us.
Oh, this is... Surely I have. Because it's a story. It's every time someone says Aaliyah, I'm like, hey, did I tell you how I...
Oh, before he said, two more celebrities died on your vacation this week.
I didn't fly anywhere.
All right. Maybe it's just vacations.
Though. Who's the other celebrity? There's Ryan Dunn.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Dunn and... I can't remember.
Barry White?
No. That was about a decade ago.
R. Kelly?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm sorry, Aaliyah.
Jesus Christ, that fucking game.
You haven't even played it yet.
It doesn't even matter. The movie games. I'm so angry at the movie. The new movie trailer looks so good, and I've already heard how terrible the movie is.
I've heard Cars 2 is getting some negative early reviews.
Wow, the first negative Pixar review?
John Lasseter directed
it. It's getting some early negative reviews. Yeah.
Wow. There is definitely a snake.
There's a snake in the movie.
I had a Pixar sound effect.
It's named Cars 2.
Okay, so tell me your Aaliyah story.
I must know.
You what?
I don't think I remember.
Oh, so I was at a...
Back to the Aaliyah story.
Okay. So I was at a Backstreet Boys concert.
I do remember this.
Yeah, see, everybody remembers.
I don't remember yet.
I was at a Backstreet Boys, I think it was August of 2001. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
See, look at that. Yes. A verification on my calendar brain. August of 2001, I was at a Backstreet Boys concert. The second of two that I went to, by the way.
Yeah.
So
it was hard to get your dick out of that teenage kid's ass.
Oh, it was really tough. Yeah. I don't know why that... How does that factor into me being at a concert?
I'm just attacking your masculinity for being at a basket.
I was there for it because a girl was going, and I had to go with her.
I see. What, were you guys picking out clothes the next day? You just had to stay close. Yeah.
Yeah. You've never done anything stupid for a girl, have you?
No.
Never.
Never.
Never. Never happened.
As far as you know.
Never happened.
Recently,
I've
no.
only done
never.
Everything I wanted to do.
As far as you know, Chris.
No compromise. I am fucking Picard. Anyway. So yeah,
wait, you're fucking Picard.
No, you know what I mean.
Holler.
He knows what he means.
Yeah.
No, so we're like, they finish a song, and then like, I think it's Howie from Backstreet Boys.
Of course, the straight one.
Yes,
they're all straight.
What a timely joke! With the Backstreet Boys are gay.
I know.
There's only one. There's one gay NSYNC member, but the Backstreet Boys are.
He's the best one.
That's NSYNC.
He's an astronaut.
Lance Bass.
Yep. Mm-hmm. His dreams of being an astronaut are a lot less interesting now that he just came out.
Why?
Now that he's come out.
I want to hear what
gay sex is
like.
At the end of a song, they're just like, guys, oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm still using my black scent, y'all.
And they... No, he wasn't.
Straight out of Mickey Mouse Club.
You just want to use it anytime you can. They just interrupt the song and they tell this crowd of thousands and thousands of people. And this is when they're still like at the height, like I mean tens of thousands of people.
2001 was still.
I mean,
no fairgrounds here.
I mean tens of thousands of people. And they're just like, Aaliyah's just been killed in a plane crash.
That hurts me, Chris.
Sorry.
and then they dedicated the next song and I'm just like, I really wish you guys would just play Try Again. Because that's probably my favorite Aaliyah song.
You have a favorite Aaliyah song?
I fucking love Try Again.
Aaliyah's... Are you
Are you not?
Oh, it's the try again. The one with the.
You can dust it off and try again.
Yeah, I know.
Whether this could be eternally or just a week.
I got it. I was very against that song at the time. I don't know.
It's a fucking great song.
I don't know. It was in my like deep rock phase where everything else was unacceptable.
Right. When you listen to Stained and POD all day.
No.
Done that one. Oh God, I forget it.
Cool story.
No. All right. The member of the Roots who was the awesome beatboxer.
That would be Scratch. Scratch or Rozelle.
Rozelle.
Oh, Soul Reaver. I got it. Okay.
Yeah. I felt like
me and Henry are right here. See these two fingers.
I was talking about
eyes.
Aaliyah. Can I not?
I heard Rozelle do like he did the beatbox and the singing at the same time to that song.
Do you know all this stuff?
Why? I told you, Henry is the Renaissance man.
He's from Arkansas.
It doesn't matter. He has TV.
I don't. In the late 90s and early 2000s, I got into hip hop. But
early thousands.
Fist bump, Henry. Fist bump.
Yeah.
Look at that. Way back in the aughts. Imagine Henry out there with like fucking ski goggles on.
When I had to think, when I wrote about Smash Brothers today, I was like, they've only put out 3 games in a decade, right? And I was like, no, it's 12 years. It's been 12. 99. No, it was
99. Oh, yeah, 99 for Smash Bros.
Kaboom!
No, you're correct. You're correct.
Because I was still scared, y'all.
Name any other game and let's do this.
Well, if I get to pick, then I'll pick one I already know that I know the data.
Henry, did you grab Question of the Week's responses?
Why don't you talk some more first?
All right. And then, you have any game deals, Chris?
Oh, I know one game deal.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Take my advice. Do as I say. Right. Save a little money for a rainy day.
Ring-a-dingly-dong.
Do you know of a game deal, Henry?
Waiting for you, Henry.
Oh, I'm sorry. If I believe it's still going, if you buy Ocarina of Time 3D on
3DS, you get $25 back at Target?
On Amazon, you get $20 back. No, you get $20 off another 3DS game.
All right.
Oh,
out
right.
of the lackluster.
But any 3DS game?
Out of about 20, not Dead or Alive Dimensions, that one I might have bought. But it's not a bad deal.
Oh, I'm seeing reports that Shift 2 and Dragon Age 2, there's a coupon in AtGamer where the Lizzie Cuevas left us to go work.
Boo.
At AtGamer.
She's just going to print but coupons all
it's
day?
A $20, it's a $20 off coupon.
She's actually drawing the dotted lines.
And they, yes, $20 off. What is it, $34.99? Yeah, you get it for like $14.99 now. Shift 2 and Dragon Age 2. Good deal. Good deal.
Mm.
What the fuck? On Amazon, Dark Void is $3.99.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Is that the PC version?
The PS3 version.
Oh. Really? Oh,
yeah,
I was almost going to buy it.
Not even Inferno, Divine Edition. Is this $11?
It's worth $11.
A quick shout out to my friend Jim, who I believe owns 6 copies of Bayonetta.
Wow.
Nice. Because they were like $4.
Oh, man.
That sounds like extreme couponing right there.
So he bought all of them, and he just had it on his desk at work, just in a row, just Bayonetta.
You guys that liked Bayonetta, man, Shadows of the Damned is similar to Bayonetta, except awesomer.
Amazon's giving away fucking Captain America for $37.
That's not giving away,
right,
Chris. That's
right? Come on, man. You blow up a computer with the shield.
He throws his arms up, ropes come out.
Buy SOCOM 4, Killzone 3, and get a really dumb sharpshooter. Mm. Peripheral. But the biggest deal is probably this week, I think Team Fortress 2 will be free on Steam.
Wow, really?
Oh. Yes.
For real?
Free. Just this week, though.
I don't want Resistance 3, but I want a Resistance 3 shirt.
I want the box art is awesome.
Well, that's what the shirt is. I tried to find a shirt. Because I knew you would want one, and I fucking wanted one. Because people were wearing them. They had them there. And it was just that skull with the red. And,
that was.
And I don't know where they were fucking coming from. And I kept trying to figure it out. And Michael's pointed out they were having a demo off site, like in a room somewhere. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck.
You
really
buy Ocarina of Time from Best Buy, you get a $25 gift card. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
The off-site demo was kind of weird, though. It just, like, walked by it while we were heading into E3.
Yeah.
But, like, they had a door open, and they were just, like, bothering passersby. It's like, come play Resistance 3, get a free T-shirt.
Fuck, please bother me.
Yes. Like, I would have gone if I hadn't been late to, like, a bunch of shit.
I had the time, and I was like, I had 20 minutes to spare, and I was like, I'm going to find this shirt, and I couldn't even. The Sony booth was like burying Resistance 3. We don't publish that.
But that was so weird because they had a demo, and I sat down to play it, and this is behind the closed area, the VIP area in their booth. Sit down to play Resistance 3. Playing it for a bit, like, wait a second. I turn to the guy who's demoing it. It's like, you've showed this before, haven't you? I'm like, yeah. Like, this demo is like from 5 months ago.
Oh my god.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, even they don't care.
I'm glad I can introduce you to that.
Direct to Drive as Mass Effect 1 and 2 for $7.95.
Wow. Oh, that's
$7.95. Henry, do you have another game deal? Or can you shut it down?
I don't have any more. I'm sorry.
Do we have any questions of the week?
Question of the week was, what was your...
Closing it down. Closing it down. Save a little money for a rainy day. Did I say my surprise at E3?
Well, this was, what was your favorite moment of E3?
Yes.
Then we got a lot of responses.
Mine was really geeky. I can't even say it yet, but like really geeking out over Rayman Origins, just about how good it looks. It's the best version of a playable cartoon, so I'm asking all these questions off the record. But because we had talked for so long about it, me and this person, I got a lot of amazing confirmations and like cool shit that I can't say. It's so great.
So why are you telling us this?
I don't know, because Rayman Origins, have you seen it? No. Have you seen it?
It's gorgeous.
Imagine the implication in other games. Like it's.
I've seen other 2D games too, and I thought this is all right, but but I think do you think it's earned the right to be a retail game and not a downloadable like it originally was planned to be?
I don't know about that. I mean, just because I don't think people want to. It's because it.
Oh, I'm gonna buy it. It worked on
me.
It's a 2D throwback, and usually those work better on
XBLA.
Well, I hope they charge $50 and not $60 for it. Just so
I imagine
that's a
they
more
will.
Fair price.
I imagine they will.
I did want to. I don't remember what I said last week, but I would like to update it with the thing Chris and I did that hopefully is on the site by Friday.
Oh, that was really cool.
We toured the Video Game History Museum and just it's just stream of consciousness.
Yes.
All the facts.
While I played Panzer Dragon.
All the facts that I'm saying, I know off the top of my head. And I watched the cut of it, and I'm like, how the fuck? Like, it really is just like a lifetime spent, and I'm like, I can't believe I knew all that shit. Like, it's stuff that Michael probably knows, too.
Yeah.
It was just weird to see me do that. It weirded me out. And Chris Chin was like, how do you know?
I can't believe it.
And I'm like, because I didn't kiss a girl till like 17, that's probably fucking why.
Oh, I see. But it could have been anything. If you were that into anything, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, it's better than reciting, Tommy Two-Tone.
Tommy Two-Tone? What the fuck was that?
I was trying to think of Tommy somebody. He swung a...
Smothers?
He pitched a no-hitter back in 45.
Oh, okay.
Tommy Two-Tone came in there. I'm sorry, Tone Loke.
Tone Loke.
He pitched a no-hitter.
Tone Loke pitched a no-hitter. He started. He has a very a small but substantial role in Surf Ninjas, which I recommend everybody see.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go
there. While I was on my vacation, I did watch a full episode of Ice Loves Coco.
What?
Oof, oh, I see.
Ooh, boy.
Ice Loves Coco.
Doesn't make him special. Everybody loves Coco. Jesus.
She was trying to get her dog in ages.
Can I just say that there's a reality show starting about a woman that owns a nail salon in Hollywood?
Who fucking
bats?
Wow. That's what I didn't want to get into
reality show.
Video game. Like, how is that not more interesting? It's not the tester either. That's testing.
Let's
that's not
pitch
this.
It. Let's
have
pitch
you, have
it.
You not, like, come out of reality show, felt ashamed of yourself? Like, they teased one event, one minor event that happened, and then, like, it wasn't really, like, oh, and then later in the show, and it looks like a fight's about to
They're
happen.
They're going
to
get a divorce on the air.
But it's teased during 3 commercial breaks.
Yeah.
And constantly rerun. I don't know. I'm ashamed. I don't watch that shit anymore.
I stopped.
Larry Sanders Show. That's all I'm watching right now.
Just watching Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
Game of Thrones.
How would,
if I could.
The finale
fantastic.
Happened, right?
Game of Thrones. Well, if HBO would get its head out of fucking 1998.
That's what I can't stand. My friends like, get HBO Go. Like, I have to subscribe to Comcast and then pay for HBO.
I'm not giving Comcast money again ever.
Why can't I give HBO
$10? Seriously.
The last episode just aired on Sunday, so give it like a couple months. It'll probably show
I just
up.
Can
like,
I not just give HBO my fuck-ass money?
I couldn't believe that. Like, I'll give them $15. To watch just
well,
their shows.
A month?
There's a front page thread on Reddit that's saying, like, let's try to make HBO Go a separate thing. Kind of.
Yes!
Like
yeah, it's ridiculous.
I can't believe these companies, like Showtime too. Like, are you guys that out of touch?
Yeah.
Cable providers are, like, clinging to their life. Like, the moment, like, why they exist is beyond me. Like, they are a middleman.
I love that episode of 30 Rock where Alec Baldwin, they're merging with Cable Town.
Yes.
And they come to the realization that we don't actually make anything.
Yes.
We don't actually make anything. We have to try. Like, they don't make anything. They don't do anything. I don't know how their prices got to $100 a month.
Yes!
When I can buy, I have Netflix and Hulu Plus with way more programming. All of it.
On demand?
For $14 in HD. I don't have HD cable. It's $100
a month. It's the epitome. Yeah, it's epitome of racket.
Yes.
They get to take your money.
That's why
you fucking sheep.
I waited.
The only reason why I have it is because my landlords have it. And
well, when I lived in Colma, I got it for free.
That's true.
Yeah,
you lived in Colma.
Yes, I did. With all the zombies.
I get cable TV just because, like, it's more work not to get it.
It really isn't. You'd be surprised.
I really like Adult Swim. Like, I love the block of Adult Swim on Sunday nights. Yes. I really.
That's worth $100 a month.
I like when I watch, say, the Fox animation.
Here you go. Here's what you do. One, digital antenna. Fox comes in on it. You got it. There you go. Two, Adult Swim.
No, but I'm saying, like, the act of watching live television. Like, I don't want to watch the fucking Cleveland show.
You get over
it
pretty quick.
It makes the Simpsons, King of the Hill and Family Guy seem even better when you suffer for a half an hour.
Good background music for you talking about.
I'm on the question of the week thread. Who the fuck loaded the Skyrim music in? Oh, no, that's the old
anyway.
Yeah, come on.
Questions of the week.
Anyway, so there were a lot of good responses to it this week. Let's see, a couple of people, many people said Skyrim.
A lot of people said Luigi's Mansion, too.
Yeah, no.
Luigi's Mansion?
Luigi's Mansion, Mind of Mitch.
I was surprised just how much people were impressed by Skyrim because it didn't do anything for me, but I've still...
No, it doesn't do anything for me. And I'm sorry. It doesn't do anything for
me. The Elder Scrolls series just never has, but maybe this will be the one when I actually play it. I'll give this one a chance. I will. Though,
First-person open-world action RPG now with Bioshock hands does not do anything for you?
Yeah. That sounds really exciting.
My problems with those were they're a little too open. You know, I don't want that much choice. Oh.
Panzer DS says Vita's $250 price. Like that was I predicted like a $400 price.
I was sure Sony would everyone's leaving. I was sure Sony would be stupid and charge $500 for it. Yeah. A Sony price, but $250, like I might just buy that.
I'm definitely buying it.
Butt bum Willy Fart. He said he loves that Minecraft is coming to the 360.
Aha! Nightcrawler really 358 agrees with me in Rayman Origins, so fuck you guys. No.
Ampotent really liked the dinosaur that appears in the Battlefield 3 trailer or footage because apparently somebody complained. There was a famous message board complaint from some guy that he didn't like there were no dinosaurs in Call of Duty. And so as a response, they put a dinosaur toy in the footage of Battlefield 3 that they showed during E3.
Hank, the Nesta is saying Dragon's Crown. And you told me about that.
Oh, it's man.
Vanillaware.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't see it at all.
When it was, okay, I feel bad about this because they announced it on the last day of E3. When we got the email from Ignition Software announcing it, like I just thought, Ignition. I got too many other things to think about. This probably doesn't matter. And then I looked into it and like, it is really cool. Like it's not a big deal, I suppose, but it's vanillaware.
Right.
The guys who made Muramasa,
Odinsphere, Grim Grimoire, gorgeous 2D stuff.
Making another gorgeous 2D game this time. That plays like a classic arcade beat 'em up, but with RPG elements.
What system is it for?
It's the PS3. Well, it's definitely for the Vita, but it's also probably going to be a downloadable on PS3 and 360.
So, is this their first HD game?
I believe it is. Yes, I do believe it is their first HD game.
That's going to look so good.
God. Yeah, it already looks amazing, and it also has. It caught a lot of attention because the. One of the women in the game, even by anime large breast standards, has like insane undulating breasts. Like it's crazy.
Doesn't she also have thighs like the size of a dude's head?
I think so. I think it's both those things.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm filling up.
But yeah, Dragon's Crown looks great, and the topper to it is that it's made by at least one guy who was involved in the Capcom Dungeons and Dragons arcade game, which if anybody imported it for the Saturn back in the day, it were like awesome classic arcade games we never got to play in America. I am very excited.
Fuck no.
I see Bron1417 had something about Saints Row 3. Saints Row the Third, and there's something maybe really cool where we might be working on with Saints Row the Third. I can't wait. Can't tell anybody. So much fun.
I don't even know what so you're talking about.
Let's see. Mouse Clock and another dad who I can't remember. They said that they really enjoyed Once Upon a Monster, and they it was like Tim Schafer's introduction of the simulated family was good enough, but seeing Cookie Monster and Elmo and all those guys hanging out really sold them on it and on a Kinect.
The Spybreak 8 said Far Cry 3, which I really like the looks
of. That was a good
I like
trailer.
Both the Far Cries, I just don't prefer the second one.
Well, I like the villain in
that
trailer.
Notice how I said both. I'm ignoring every other Far Cry that came
in
between.
I like the first half of the second one. I haven't played much of the second half yet.
I heard that game was broken, though, wasn't it?
A little bit broken.
Oh, look at that 5'10 Brother Panda has me, Brett, and Lizzie wearing tit glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love it.
That was one of my favorite moments.
Well, that was the Sunday.
It's my least favorite picture of me.
And I prophesized as we took that picture, I'm like, guys, remember this Friday when we'll think this was a million years ago.
And it was exactly, God.
That is exactly what happened.
It was, all of our attitudes were the inverse of this photo on
that was
Monday.
That was a weird moment because Lizzie was at the pool, we were drinking, and she's like, man, I wish I was going swimming.
It's like, why don't you?
And then she just jumped in, and like, I guess it's like the least clothes I'd seen Lizzie in, and she jumped in the pool like, what are you doing? Gross! God! Put a burka.
Yeah.
Get a burkini.
It was like so off-putting. Like I jump back and put up my hands. Like what are you doing?
She's like our little sister. Yeah, I know. And seeing her in a bikini is
sickening.
It's weird. Yes.
So that'd be equivalent of me like being
sickening?
Your mother.
Oh, I
know. No.
Mom, stop! That's embarrassing.
I didn't say that. Did I share our like Cheryl and I's? We were doing a voiceover for something.
Probably.
And we were doing different reads, and you just said something. I'm like, wow, don't do it that sexy. I don't want to do it like that. Like,
I think it was probably like the Shogun thing.
Yeah,
like
don't do it like that. That had a weird male effect on me. Like not a boner, but like why am I paying more attention now?
Oh.
Heard. No, an awkward silence. Sorry.
I'm like,
I'm just a human being, Cheryl.
I'll go back to being fake
GLaDOS. Well, let's see. Triscuitable, he's made an enemy out of Brett because he feels that Killer Freaks from Outer Space looks amazing.
Incorrect.
it looks like an RTS and FPS in one package, making it good.
I was there for that demo, and it looked, everyone around me was like sighing and looking away and couldn't wait to leave that room. Who was that?
Triscuitable.
Well, Triscuitable, I saw that firsthand, and the problem was, the bit with that game is you use the Wii U controller to everyone has their fucking phones out. It's amazing.
I'm paying attention, I swear.
You have an iPad pointed at your face.
I'm making eye contact with you, though.
I can't tell.
Eye contact. Lower eye, upper space, uppercase C.
Chris is blowing his lighter.
He is.
God. Wow, that's some technique, man.
I learned all my tricks from Chris.
Where'd you learn that?
The thing is to tickle the flint.
You got to pop.
Wow, I need to remember to invite you to our next bachelor party.
You should invite me to
somebody get married so we can have a fucking bachelor party.
I'd say it's your turn next.
Fuck you, dude. Yeah. Dude, how much effort that is?
actually.
Yeah, you do.
Well, anyway,
what was I talking about?
Killer Freaks from Outer Space.
But it was promise it was a really funny story, and Michael was looking at me.
Was he?
Oh, Reaver Beaver said Shane Patterson.
Oh, no, wait. About the fucking Killer Freaks from Outer Space.
Right, yeah.
You hold the Wii U controller like an iPad. Picture holding a fucking iPad. I'm going to stand up and gesticulate. So you point around and move the iPad to aim the FPS game instead of using a right analog stick.
Or microphone?
To just aim. I said I was going to stand up!
I'll give you a play-by-play. And so he's holding this iPad.
And like,
and like waving it around the room.
Doing this. Somebody just take a picture.
Going,
Somebody just take a picture for visual reference, for the page.
Nobody has a phone, Brett.
So if you wanted to point up and shoot, you'd have to do this.
Okay, hold it. Hold it. Sorry, my phone's slow.
It's an iPhone.
But that's the way of the future, Brett.
Okay.
What you're doing, that thing.
Almost.
Looking away from the TV and holding a thing up
Done.
Is the way of the future.
Oh, my back. So, yeah, you have to do all that shit. And I'm like, and in the demo, the guy's not doing very well. Like, he's... When the little monsters that are chasing him come down by his feet, he's like, oh, dear me, they're all by my feet.
That was my...
He can't shoot him, and it just looked really clumsy, and it's like, dude, this is not a solution. And I wouldn't mind it if they were just like, we wanted to try this idea. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Go for it. Try the idea, but they kept proposing it as, this is going to unify the FPS market, because so many people are... So confused by that right analog stick. Do you? No, they're not!
You give
the
a lot
PS2
of...
is the most successful all fucking right, system of all right. time. It had all the buttons that you confound me so.
But it was the culmination of that thing.
I want to break fucking everything every time I hear them
but
say that.
Brett, what you don't realize is that Angry Birds prove that rubes have money.
Yes, there you go.
Make your $1.99 games, that's fine!
They will
get out of my life!
They will spend it on fatty things that they can put in the closet in a year.
What? Oh, fatty with a D.
Yes. I thought you said fatty.
Fatty things.
Because they get bigger and they can't fit in. Is
the right word faddish?
No, I like fatty. Because I want us to have a feature called Fatty Boombaladdy, where we just talk right. about Angry
okay,
Birds.
Okay, they like to spend money on trendy things.
I like Angry Birds. Yeah. It's a perfectly fine game. It's just like everyone sees one thing succeed. Everything must be like that.
I'm just a little incensed by that stupid Fox News thing that I sent around earlier this week.
Yeah, that was great.
Angry Birds making your kids angrier? We'll tell you about it.
Well, let me mention one more.
It's just like, well, console games are on the way out because look how successful Angry Birds is.
Yes, they're dead.
Everybody's playing that, so why play games on a console?
Never mind that Black Ops sold more than every prior Call of Duty, each one of which broke every sales record that existed at the time.
Yep.
Preach it, Brett. Preach it.
I want to mention one more response. It was Mushan, and it's close to my heart because he said he really appreciated watching the press conferences on GamesRadar.com.
I did too.
That was a lot of hard work by a lot of people that include me. Yeah. And if I may pat myself on the back.
I'll pat it for you.
That was a great moment for us too because none of us really thought it was going to work.
Yeah.
I'm trying so close to didn't work.
Behind the scenes it's like photo finish.
If you weren't at the Microsoft press conference, like I was on the phone, like I said, well, it's just not going to work. I can't send it live. It's not. And then I was like at the same time on AIM with a tech guy. And the tech guy was like, are you sure he put in an uppercase I in the password instead of a lowercase L? And I'm like, that can't be it, right? And I text back to him like, did you try that? And he's like, that worked. It did it. Like, okay, thank God. Send it live. And like, boom. The last 2 minutes, like we missed the first 2 minutes of it technically wasn't live on the site. Mm. But
I mean, like literally, like if it was an air race... We crashed the plane across the finish line. It was burning in flames, but the pilot survived, and the plane is mostly intact, but it will never fly again.
It'll go much smoother next year.
I saw both Crysat and Panzer DSS. I hope you didn't already say this, but the Vita being 250.
I wanted to say
I'm trying to get our silly company to invest more in the live stream thing.
I wanted to do more live stream stuff.
We can do it.
I've had a list of shit I want to do, like all the Zelda faps. I wanted to do those live.
It's not even a want anymore. It's a need. Like if we can do that, then we need to do that.
Yeah.
One thing I want to do is play through Donkey Kong Country all the way through.
No.
I will not be
involved in any more of these after the Zelda faps. Like I've lost like 30 hours of my life hating Zelda, which isn't cool.
You're in like four of the nine, dude.
I disagree.
We should fap Duke Nukem forever.
Why haven't
I want to sit down on that one.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of the first 20 minutes are just so terrible.
Boring.
Cheryl, did you have any big surprises E3? Anything you wanted to write home about?
Other than fist pumping dramatically when they announced Dance Central 2. That's it.
That can't be it.
Well, I mean, I was excited about Mass Effect 3, but that was like prior to E3 and everything else. So
no, that's why for a while I was bored there because I was sick of seeing like three behind things that were like the biggest news.
It was all stuff that I'm like, I want to play this. We shut up about it.
Of course, I want to play Uncharted 3. I wanted to play Uncharted 1 and 2, and they both got better. But I would also like to play something new and different.
That's the one thing I was lacking this year.
Dragon's Crown.
Yeah, that's what it was lacking this year for me, was like a new thing that got me excited. It was sequels that I already wanted.
Yeah.
But like, why I won't stop shutting. I won't shut up about that Blood Rain game, because it's such a weird reimagining from way forward.
It was the worst part of that, this 7-year console cycle we're on for the first time in history.
Yeah.
Is that they're all on threes and fours and expecting us to get excited. And
I
know it's going to be a little better, but it's not new.
I can't believe they just after Assassin's Creed 2, they said, oh, no, we're not going to annualize this. We have an interview on the site that says, oh, no, we want to take some time.
Assassin's Creed 3 is coming out soon.
Herp to derp. Well, here's Brotherhood, here's Revelations.
Well,
in a row.
It's so weird to say it, but it's going to be the Assassin's Creed 2 trilogy.
Yes.
It's very strange, but I liked Brotherhood a lot.
I'm not saying the games are bad. It's just like you just said you weren't going to do this.
I expected it to be bad. The thing is, they have to
fucking stop, or you do Ratchet and Clank, where you burn it out. Everyone is great. Every one of those games is a 9. Mm-hmm. But I can't maintain that level of interest after like 4 years. Well, I just don't care.
Here's the thing. It's Ubisoft's biggest franchise right now. Mm-hmm. And
because they don't make anything else.
What impressed me? Yeah, they do. Yeah. What the fuck are all those Tom Clancy games?
Ever heard of Rabbids?
Yeah. Yes,
anyway, kind of poop on your toothpaste,
that's,
guy?
That's not the point I'm making here. I was talking to our former Xbox editor, Gabe Graziani, who now works for Ubisoft. And I was asking him, like, you know, is there like any concern about the quality going down, like year after year, if you're going to do this on an annual basis? These are huge fucking games. Mm-hmm. And he's like, there's like 6 or 7 studios that work on this year-round. Every year. So it's like they come up with the plot and some basic shit. They, like, there's one central studio that's overseeing everything, and then like all the parts get farmed out to these other studios who work on nothing but that for the entire year, and then they bring it back, they put it together, they ship the game. So, like, that's a little more impressive than, like, I've heard of other yearly development cycles where we have, like, an A team and a B team, and, like, they trade off every year, like, with like Treyarch and Infinity Ward.
Ubisoft did that with Splinter Cell.
I talked to you with, like, well, if it's not working, the whole team just comes together to help build the game, and we have so many studios. And
I'm just talking about like a consumer level fatigue where I'm like, I don't want another Assassin's Creed. Like, I wouldn't want Mass Effect every year. I do not want one.
Yeah,
I don't want a Zelda every year. Well, I don't have the fucking mental capacity for that shit every year.
I kind of do. And I'm kind of thinking of it like, well, if the quality of the game isn't an issue, then it's kind of like producing a new season of a TV series.
Yeah, that's what I see it as.
And it's like, I don't ever say like, no, give this series a year off. I don't want more episodes of Game of Thrones for another
year. Because
then
it becomes commonplace and you expect it. It loses that, there's another one? Like,
I don't disagree.
So much of the sequel stuff is like, they're making another, like, that, like when Mirror's Edge 2 gets announced, I'm going to lose my shit. Because it's been dead and gone. And Dead Space 2 took 2 years, two and a half. And like when 3 finally comes out, like they'll take 2 or 3 years.
Here's Edge 2 will be announced when Beyond Good and Evil 2 comes out.
Yeah. Could you say that's more of a, like, your nostalgia talking? Like, that's how you're mentally used to thinking about video games?
He's a Nintendo guy. So like every 5 years we'll get a new
barely
game.
Barely at this point.
Well, but seriously, but no. That's,
you know, it's like, is that your mentality just because that's,
well,
that's,
no, I mean, even it's proven though. Like with Ratchet and Clank, like there's diminishing returns. Like they're all great, but they do it every year, and there's just a point where you're like, I cannot get excited about fourth one in a row.
And like it's kind of running on fumes at this point. With
like, even if they're all excellent, it's like I don't need 4 in a row. I do not need that.
I'd like Revelation. After Revelations, if it really is the end of Ezio's story, if he's dead at the end of it,
Assassin's Creed 3
or whatever,
for the next console generation.
I want them to at least take a year off, because there was a definite big step up between 1 and 2, while Brotherhood just kind of made some things a little better from 2, but it wasn't a big change.
And that's what you get with iterative games. Yeah. If they take 3 years off, they come back with a drastically improved game. Yeah. If they take a year off.
A game that's unrecognizable from the first.
Yeah.
And to Assassin's Creed credit, like, if you played through all of them, they're all very, very different. They don't even look the same. They don't even take place in the same city.
If you're, even thinking about, whoa, my headphones just flew off my fucking head.
That's
impressive.
And yell World of Tanks in the comments this time. We have more tanks to give away. Tyler Nagata is giving away another tank during the weekend giveaway.
We're surrounded by tanks. Please take them.
We have tons of tanks. Mm. Tons of tanks.
My tank, please.
Tank my wife, please.
Thank you. I'll tank it.
Holy shit. Where's my soundboard? Oh, my goodness.
Man, this podcast is tanking.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. Too close to home.
Leave before I get cantankerous.
For the tanks.
For the tanks?
No. If it doesn't even work. I don't know. If you're on any, should I go to PAX East? Just fuck it. Or PAX Prime. Just go. We'll just go.
I'm thinking about just
How about what are the games?
It's like what you imagine E3 is.
Hold on. Yes.
Prime, both PAXes, because I'm drunk at this point. What about I'm just like, everyone, you're all my
friends.
You're
drunk on two beers?
Three beers.
What about a good
list?
Question of the week. What about a good, what game did you not see at E3 that you're looking forward to? There were a lot, and it might take you a while to think of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there were a lot.
I believe we're doing a whole thing on this.
Don't tell the internet.
Oh, wait. Do you mean a game that?
Never mind.
Did you mean a game that didn't show up at
E3?
Right.
That's right.
I see. The Eco Collection was there. It's easy to go with Last Guardian.
Yeah, they totally like that Eco Shadow of the Colossus. I played it and I'm like, they barely mentioned this at all, and it was really pretty.
It's a
and
big old deal.
Mm-hmm.
I get why they don't trumpet it, but.
Yeah. No, but I'm going to go with Metal Gear Rising because
ridiculous.
That looks awesome. It should have been there. Like,
it's listed as November 1st on Amazon?
Yeah. If it had such an amazing showing at 2010 E3 that you were thinking like, well, they've had a whole year to work
on
this.
Well, an amazing showing, like, right, cut apart a watermelon.
Impressive. It impressed me that, like, the tricks it was pulling off.
Yeah.
And I was like, if this is what they can suggest at a gameplay demo, then who knows when in next year they'll show something like just silence. Like in the pre-E3 press conference that Konami did, like Kojima didn't even say anything. Like, no, we don't have anything new to show. HD remakes. Sorry, guys. Goodbye. That's it.
I'm pissed about a new Star Fox that didn't happen and F-Zero, which I had all my money riding on F-Zero and F-Zero being announced.
I can't wait for another F-Zero.
I'd rather have Luigi's Mansion than F-Zero, right?
Fuck you. Have your fucking game then.
Fuck you forever.
Sorry, guys.
Man, I played F-Zero GX for about 3 years. Like,
I don't have mine.
You know, that may sound like an old man, but it's too fast. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Listen, it is.
Listen, Hank.
It is.
It's me age, and you're too old, Henry. Get the fuck out.
It is GTFO. Fast to a Fault, which is the sixth Fast and the Furious movie.
That's a great title! That's a great title. Fast to a Fault, the Ryan Dunn
with a number two, by the way.
That's a Family Guy joke. I just stole there. The too soon whistle.
Fucked.
I missed... only because Konami teased that Contra game at the end of their press conference.
Yeah.
But they teased a sea made of fire, which means more than just another game with Contra in it.
Yes, like that. And that's like, oh my god.
I hope that means it'll be a real retail big game and not just a downloadable game. I feel that's too easy.
No, I'm fine with a downloadable game. Just do it right. Wave Forward made Contra 4. It was the best fucking game ever.
But Konami has no real big franchises to make retail games out of except for Metal Gear. So
Well, they're going to keep shitting out Silent Hills.
But, yeah.
No,
F-Zero.
Here's the thing. Rockstar never has an official presence at E3.
No.
I really wish.
But.
They did it at PAX.
Nintendo.
But. Their stuff usually gets announced, like they've announced things indirectly around
E3. Press conference.
Like a week or a week before or after.
Agent was first announced at Sony's press conference a few years ago. Has not been, we have not seen anything but a logo since.
Had shown.
Max Payne, a 3. It's been around, it was nowhere at E3, didn't even get a glimpse of it like during the Microsoft press conference or anything.
They knew.
What are you doing?
Keep going.
No.
Nintendo announced Chinatown Wars to the world at their E3 press conference, but Rockstar wasn't there to show anything.
That's true. And San Andreas first got revealed in a Game Informer story that broke during E3.
Metroid. In between all of your... I'm done. That's all I want.
Are the daggers I'm staring at you as hilarious as this?
I know that in the Take-Two earnings call before E3, like, people just asked him, well... Is Agent still a thing? Is that happening? And then they're like, yes, we can confirm it is still being made. That is all.
The same thing about
LA
Noir, yeah. Which is $39.99 Best Buy. If you
fuck the last homicide case.
Stop
for,
it.
Forever.
Stop. Ugh,
man, it may as well have just been the Phantom of the Opera you were fighting.
Fucking Charlie told me not to play it.
It's a cartoon.
I gave you the first disc, didn't I?
I know. I played through like the first two cases.
You don't like it?
Charlie's like, don't bother with the rest.
Oh, come on. I thought you would like it. I was
intrigued, but I'm like, I'm still kind of like at that middle ground where I'm like, I don't know if I want to keep playing or if I just want to say like,
I really think
you'd
like it. God damn it.
I'll keep trying.
It's pretty okay with the guide in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just...
I don't need a fucking guide. I understand that game very well right now, and I don't do everything flawlessly, but I do everything very fucking well.
I understand. Yeah. I do it well, but I just hate when I'm penalized.
Hate it when I'm penalized.
For shit that I'm like, no, that doesn't follow.
But I think we're all too used to like, well, I didn't want to do that. Can I reload my save? And you can't.
It's not even about that. It's just the logic does not follow for like 30%.
Immediately when I get something wrong in LA Noir, I know exactly what I did wrong.
I never
it's easy to do because there's not that many options, but
we've dedicated 5 hours of podcast to talking about LA Noir.
Also Grand Theft Auto 5, no complete no show. We all know it's fucking coming.
Right.
We've all seen the casting information. We all know it's going to be set in Los Santos. Rockstar says nothing.
Los Santos, really?
Yeah.
Wait, which one was that?
That's LA. LA.
Oh, really?
But well, that's the boring. Rumor. But right, it's a very strong, persistent rumor.
Wait, Michael, how was the LA Noir DLC that came out this week?
What the fuck is the name of it?
Nicholson Electroplating.
Jesus Christ.
I love it.
It's based on an actual explosion that occurred in 1947 in LA at the O'Connor Electroplating Plant. They renamed it after Jack Nicholson because Chinatown, I guess.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
Yeah, and... You know, it's interesting that, like, you know, I read up a little bit on the historical case, and they get certain details right. Like, the actual explosion was, like, one of the first instances of TV news reporting during an emergency ever.
Oh.
And there were, like, 500 TVs in L.A. at the time. And so, like, when you get to the scene of the explosion, like, after you've wandered around for a second, like, a TV news crew sets up and, like, starts talking and, like, interviews the mayor on camera.
So is it like one of those moments in movies where people are all hanging outside a bunch of TVs in a window, in a like a storefront?
No.
And like no one, because no one had a TV, so they're just like, oh, wow, look at the news live.
No, maybe that's how it happened. They don't show that. You're at the scene.
Oh, I see. I don't want to give them a bunch of shit. It's just so...
I will say there's a shootout at the end that makes no fucking sense.
What is the name of the DLC?
Nicholson Electroplant.
Can you say that like a B-52 song?
Nicholson Electroplant.
Brett can, apparently.
There you go.
Oh,
all
right. Hooray. Anyway, Cheryl didn't answer the question.
Yes, Cheryl!
What was the question again? Sorry.
E3 no-shows. Like, what did you... goodness. Dance Central 3?
No, I think I saw everything. I was intrigued. I mean, like, I'm a sponge when it comes to E3 stuff. I don't really like anticipate anything. It's more
no.
Like,
that's why it's hard to like try and think about what isn't there that you heard was coming out. And Rockstar's the easy one because like we've been getting Payne 3 screens for years and never show it at these things. But they had a big LA Noir booth at PAX. So like, where the fuck is your booth? There's a giant logo for your company.
At PAX East, I get it, because it was 2 months before the game came out, and they want to sell it.
I get that, too.
They want to promote
it. Also, because they don't have to go very far to set up a presence.
But they showed up for the first time at like Comic-Con New York, and they have a giant logo and a booth.
Well, they're in New York, too.
They have a fucking stage, a system. They have a thing to ship around places to show up at these things. Why would you deliberately not show up at E3?
They've never gone to E3, though.
But they have a thing! When you have a giant float with your fucking picture on it, you would imagine you'd show up at the biggest game show in the fucking
world.
Because
they like to be the belle of the ball, and if they're at E3, they might not be. And it goes back to, like, well,
we talked to Seth about it. He's like, we don't announce anything here because no one will pay attention. Right. Then we go to Comic-Con next month and announce something, blow the lid off the world.
Yeah. Well,
because,
I mean, was it Sam Houser when they first showed GTA 3 and more people...
People
paid more attention to State of Emergency, and he was like, fuck this. Like, our game is way better than that. And
just because State of Emergency demoed better.
It demos better, so they're like, well, we're not going to do this. And other than, like, those weird trailers in 05 for Liberty City Stories, I think, they set up those trailers in E3, like, trailers in the show floor. And you could not get back there.
Liberty City Stories, one for Bully. They wouldn't even tell, like, what kind of game is Bully.
No.
Like, nothing. You get a logo. Shut the fuck up.
That's the Chinatown Wars thing. A logo or a white screen.
Yeah, but before that E3, or before, like, that E3 was before people knew Grand Theft Auto would change everything, and so...
San Andreas has already been out at
no,
that
no,
point.
No, the one with State of Emergency.
Oh, I got it.
Where they showed it with State of Emergency. Nobody knew it was going to matter, and it didn't demo as well. Right. Like,
well, it's hard to demo, like, if
how
you're...
How did I know?
What like
this is a, like I just a reader like I want to play Grand Theft. I remember talking to my friends like I'd play the first like the 1 and 2 not London and like this is gonna be fucking sweet. It's not even taking up big real estate in magazines like Grand Theft Auto 3. It just mentioned like
I remember reading
open world. This will be great.
It was kind of a niche game at the time. Like and I remember like I love the first two Grand Theft Auto games, but like it would be so cool if this were in 3D.
Yes.
I loved like first screens of GTA 3. It's like I'm getting that.
I knew it because I loved Body Harvest so much. And then I was like, really, another game?
If I told my purchase, Toys R Us, buy two, get one free. Grand Theft Auto 3, Ico, NBA Street. Right, what's up? What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
I did Silent Hill 2, Ace Combat 4, and... I don't know what the free one was.
But I didn't realize GTA 3...
That wasn't as interesting a story.
No, it really wasn't.
We never
I thought I would think of it.
I made one up.
Yeah, whatever.
Mine was true. That it's better.
All right.
Are we? Is this
We're
it
done.
Then?
Yeah. Let's go. Wait, who suggests somebody? Wow, drinky.
I said I wanted to play Rocketeer song.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it. I want to fap it and at least try and throw it up on the weekend.
All right.
It's probably going to be a terrible game.
Watch and see if it's happening.
But watch
the Rocketeer.
I encourage people to watch the movie again because it's really, really fucking good.
That's what I wanted
to
ask.
It's like the Scott Pilgrim of like 1930s movies.
That's what I wanted to ask because I saw it as a kid, loved it.
I didn't love it.
Because I saw it on the way to see it, I was reading an issue of GamePro with Sonic the Hedgehog on the cover. Like, Sonic 1 and Rocketeer came out, like, within a month of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Summer of 91.
Yes.
And I was 10 years old, and, like, I'm, like, bouncing off the fucking walls. Like, literally about to be put on Ritalin. But, like, so I'm really, like, at my height of, just going nuts. And go see that movie, love it. And then I realized I didn't watch it again. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh fuck, is this gonna be one of those movies that's actually really crappy and I just remember it and I remember loving it? But then I watched it like 20 minutes of it on TV like one Saturday
it
and I was like,
a little boring, but
it was the scene where he first
to...
puts on the rocket pack at the air show and I was like, this is still really good.
You have to be
and
effect-
I couldn't remember like
did crazy.
history decide that it's actually good?
I think Disney's odd, like Disney would I tried to write a stupid article about it on my stupid cartoon site.
It is stupid.
No, but like the marketing when we were kids, like it felt like 4 years I was marketed the Rocketeer in some fashion.
Well,
for like 4 years.
In my comic
I have Rocketeer, like I wasn't even a fan. It hadn't even come out yet, and I had multiple Rocketeer merchandise.
I had buttons
pieces.
And comic ads.
Pizza Hut, like discs and fucking like
Disney. I think
time
Disney seems
World
longer,
shit.
Though.
It does, but I've read into this and like they, you know, they really wanted this to be a big trilogy. And you look at it now and like it's mostly, it's great that it's a superhero movie about a guy who flies, but there's no CG. None.
Yeah.
So like when he blows through a fucking clothesline or next to a plane, like that's a plane blowing up and it's a clothesline like just... It's an actual explosion, and it's mad. And
flies that gyrocopter up to that Zeppelin.
It's so much more satisfying to watch. I mean, there's not that many real rocket scenes in the movie. Like,
right.
I think that's what disappointed me. And what I really,
but just
was,
his look when the spotlight hits him on top of that roof, and he turns and he's got the gun
as
and that fucking helmet. It just cuts this awesome silhouette.
It's a real comic, and there's like in like I tried to do in the article. You can still like see stuff around Disneyland. Like there's still small Rocketeer references everywhere.
Man.
And because it was a big part of like building MGM Studios.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So history's decided that it's actually good.
I think you'll see that
the popular
it is
consensus.
Like I have a scene uploaded on my YouTube. We can upload it here, but it's Terry O'Quinn from Lost, Alan Arkin, and Timothy Dalton, and the Rocketeer, and it's beautiful. And then they play a Nazi propaganda piece that looks exactly like all Disney animation. If you've seen Victory Through Air Power, the untalked about 8th Disney film where Disney talked about Walt Disney wanted to make a movie that his company wouldn't finance, RKO, about how to beat the Germans through airplanes because nobody would listen to him.
Wow.
And it looks exactly like that. It uses the same
never
shots.
Heard of this one.
It uses the same shots as Victory Through Air Power, the 8th Disney movie. And I'd let Michael Bard a long time ago. It doesn't matter, but that's in the Rocketeer of like the Nazis. They were building the rocket packs to take over the United States, and there's a great animated sequence in there. And that's what I uploaded to you.
Don't they try to shoehorn in the whole thing of the Zeppelins being a not a good source of air power because they're so flammable. Isn't that part of the movie as well?
Yeah, I think at some point.
I just remember loving it. Why is it? Is there a DVD? There were weird things I loved. Official release.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, but nothing.
It's a crappy one.
The laser disc has more special features than the DVD.
Of course it does. Can you why do you think they... Why
because
think,
it has a trailer, why which do you, the DVD does not.
Why do you think they distanced themselves from that so much?
They lost a lot of money.
It was a flop.
In this day and age, though, surely they must realize that all of us want to watch it blind. Whether or not it was good, we'll buy it.
I think they'll get there. Like, all Disney movies make a profit. That's their secret. They will make a profit.
Ultimately.
If it takes 20 years, it'll make a profit. And there's a 20th anniversary screenings all over the country that are sold out.
The Rocketeer? God damn. So, we live in San Francisco. Where was it?
I don't know.
That's why they make all their movies timeless.
I think it might just be
reason.
LA. It is timeless. Yeah. It's a great movie. Watch it.
I just love that half the point of the comic it's based on, like, half the point of that comic was to draw scenes of Betty Page in bondage.
Yeah.
And Disney picks that up and makes it into a movie.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Connelly is in it. And she looks lovely. And, yeah.
How old is she in the movie?
I don't know, like early 20s.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
She's not as young as you think.
She looks really
We saw Green Lantern and you brought up the South Park episode of like shit you hated as a kid and then you love as an adult.
Yeah.
And like I said, like the animation sequence is I don't know if it's just that I know what its basis is, but now I see it as pandering, and everything else I used to hate, like, I mean, this is all a bunch of old shit, old cars, this is not interesting, old clothes, and, like, the degree of those scenes, like, in the 1930s, it's like it's the biggest 1930s sequences I've ever seen, the most extras, the biggest places, and before or since.
And it's not even on Netflix.
And it's
or
not. There's no CG. It's just like a shitload of old cars, a shitload of old buildings, and a lot of fucking mat work, and it's gorgeous. Anyway,
and a hell of a lot of stars.
Anyway, anybody have anything else?
A hell of a lot of stars.
I'm glad Henry got it.
Anybody else have anything else to say? I wanted to plug I don't have his name up, but he made a YouTube video of Palette Swap Ninja's Rage Quitter.
Oh.
That it splices in black and white footage of our appearances in.
Arcade Gaming Shrine. Which that's California sweet. Extreme is coming up again.
Hell yeah.
That it is. Come
the
see us.
The second weekend of July.
Come see us.
Oh, is that soon? That's only like 2 weeks from now.
8th and 9th.
Dude, true. That was so much fun. I can't. It's open till 2 a.m. and there's a bar in it.
Yeah.
Plugging our Minecraft server, which you can find in Talk Radar General. Anybody else? No plugs? Let's do this.
Keep an eye
on. The Zelda Faps are done. Ganon's Castle's up. That's the end of the Zelda Faps.
Oh!
Which, what's the... Strangely, the last 10 Faps, 9 Faps we've done have all been Zelda. There haven't even been any.
Green Lantern.
Now there have. You're going to interrupt the streak.
No, I
maybe
didn't.
Not.
Maybe not. Well, let me post
we're
the Zelda
on
one.
It's
uploading to Brightcove. Right.
Technical
let's
difficulties.
Get the fuck out of here. I told them I'd tell her friend Ben to fuck himself in the face.
All right.
And we're gone next
and
week.
And Rocketeer level 2, I
Bye.
Believe.
Bye.
Bye. Sure.